Happy first day of fall, Younger Tribe. Yes. Oh, this weather is beautiful. Throw on your hoodie, your sweats, your scarves, your beanies, your socks. Get all comfy and cozy. You get to sip hot chocolate, drink tea, cuddle up to a fire, watch a movie. Ooh, that stuff. I used to hate that stuff because I used to hate to sit still. I always had to be moving. But I guess when you get older, that changes. And now, you know, when I used to love summer, oh my God. Just when you age, that summer, that heat. I'll take heat over cold any day though. Me and winter, we're still trying to find a good relationship, because me and winter, I don't know about winter yet, but I'm trying, even though it's beautiful. So it goes fall, summer, and then I don't know real too much about autumn. I don't like wet weather. Just me and wetness, it's just, I hate being wet. I don't really care for rain. I mean, even though we need it or whatever, but this fall weather, honey, you the MVP. You the MVP. So what are we talking about today? I'm so excited about this new episode called Faux Fitness. And let me explain to you what Faux Fitness is real quick. You know, that's my little intro part to Faux Fitness. And I want to introduce you to Faux Fitness. And Faux Fitness is not fitness. It's a lifestyle. It's changing the way you think about your life. Changing the way you think about food, your health, your mental stress, your mental wellness, the way you think about what you put into your body, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, and on a cellular level. I mean, it's encompasses so much, and it's not really that hard. It's not really hard at all. So for the last 10 years since I was first diagnosed with borderline high cholesterol is when I started kind of really putting my health serious. I mean, it was a slow process. I mean, I was hospitalized over the way I ate. I mean, I almost died, really, to tell you the truth. And that's a whole nother journey I'll talk about. But this health thing, I'm telling you, when you young is good. When you young is good, right? It's nothing. You don't really worry about it. But those young years determine the years in your 30s and then in your 40s. And those years determine how, if you're going to be 50 and 60 and 70. You feel me? So it's really important to start now, no matter how old you are. Grab your kids. If you don't have any kids, grab yourself now. Your nieces and nephews, aunties, uncles, mamas. Just do it. Doesn't matter. We have to take this seriously. We have to really put into ourselves. And now, I'm going to start with the cell on the cellular level. And a lot of people are like, what does it mean to be cellularly healthy? Well, basically, our cells are the building blocks of our very existence. And I'm just going to read some information that I've been researching on the internet. Google, you guys, even though people laugh at Google, Google will give you like the basics of things that you are unaware of. So if you have a question everything. It's okay now, because it's at our fingertips now. We can find information. And you know, you do have to be careful about some of the things you read, but most of it, especially dealing with health and things, you know, on a science and biology and all that stuff, it's pretty accurate. So it's good to read into that. But yeah, so our cells are the building blocks of our very existence, right? So what does it mean to be healthy on a cellular level? Basically, it's talking about the molecules that make up our cells, right? And those are the proteins, the mitochondria, and you should have learned about that in school, okay? All this stuff right here. And then our DNA, of course. If they're all functioning well, that means they're free from damage. Those are the things we don't want damaged. And that will allow them and our cells to work correctly. You know, the only thing that we can't do right now is slow down aging. We can't stop aging. We can slow it down, though. We can slow it down, but we can't stop it. Right? A lot of people, and I don't want to toot my own horn, right? But a lot of people look at me and they can't believe I'm the age that I am. Now, if I started sooner, I'd be in much better shape than I am now. And I'm not really into, like I used to be into my looks, as far as, you know, trying to look a certain way. And a lot of you are. A lot of you want to look like your favorite superstar, your favorite actress or actor or rapper, dancer, whatever. And I'm just really just, you know, I'm inspired by a lot of people, but I'm really inspired by people who don't have all that they have. Right? These big Hollywood stars, these people who are, and I don't want to, no one is basic to me. You feel me? I don't think there's such thing as basic, but people who live a more regular life, you know, who really try and still feel like a movie star, you know, and understand that you ain't gotta be a superstar to shine, right? You can shine on many levels. And when you put into yourself and you figure out how to stay healthy, you'll feel like $1 billion and can't nobody knock you off that platform. So this is what the Faux Fitness is about, is that right there. Because me, I am blessed that I'm able to receive those type of compliments from people saying, oh my God, you still look hella young. I can't believe, you know, you're this age. And I mean, I'm not really muscular. I still got body fat on me, you know. I love my thickness. I embrace my thickness. I mean, there's still a lot of insecurities I'm trying to get over. And, you know, during the aging process, that thing throws you off. But it's good. You just learn to love yourself on a whole different level. And especially when you get in tune with your cellular health, right? So all aging and disease begins on a cellular level, right? And illness too. And right now, you already know we're approaching the flu season. That means we got to keep our cells protected. And the number one thing we can do to keep these cells protected is wash your goddamn hands. All you nasty motherfuckers out there who don't wash your hands, you are nasty. When you go to the bathroom, wash your hands, right? Especially if you go into the kitchen. If you step into the kitchen, wash your hands. Try not to put your hands on your face if you ain't washed your hands, or in your eyes, or anywhere where you have, that's close to your mouth. Just don't do it, because that's what I've learned, especially working in the pharmacy. See, I worked in the pharmacy for 12 years, so I got to see all the things that old people, that happened to old people who were once your age and younger, who didn't take care of themselves, ended up like, because they did not understand what it meant to take care of yourself on a cellular level, right? So where am I at? Sammy, I'm just on a roll. I maybe lost my place. I'm reading from this paper. It says that, so what happens is, because we're so busy not focusing on ourselves, and we're so focused on everything else, like how to get the bag, you feel me? Let's get that bag. How much fun we're going to have when we party, our jobs, you know, social media, what everybody else is doing. We tend to not garnish or create a relationship with ourselves, and so we neglect ourselves, right? So when our body's giving us signs that we are ill, or we are not feeling good, or just that something's going to happen, we ignore those signs because we're so caught up. We don't slow down, right? So often our cells are impaired before we realize anything is off because of that, right? So this means that thinking about your health, they said, on a micro level, so on a small level, not on a large scale, but on a small scale, can go a long way towards maintaining our good health, right? So we gotta really slow down. Even little shit. I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm gonna be 100 with you, and as nasty as you might think it is, when I blow my nose, I look at my booger snots. I want to make sure it's good. Sometimes there might be blood in it because I blew too hard or whatever, but nothing major. My nose might be dry or whatever. I pay attention to my earwax. You feel me? I pay attention to my eye boogers in the morning. How thick or thin my hair is, how dry or how brittle it is, or how hydrated it is, especially my skin as well too, because I stopped using products that are not natural on my skin. I started using only natural oils and essential oils. When I wipe my ass, hello, when you wipe your ass or when you go shit, if you don't look at your shit, you tripping. You need to pay attention to your shit, to your caca. I hate that word. Make sure it's the right consistency. Make sure it's the right color. Make sure there's not no weird shit in it. You feel me? Make sure you ain't gotta wipe your butt 50 times. You gotta wipe your butt 50 times, you might have diarrhea and it's a little smushy or something. You ain't doing something right. Everything has to be at a balance. Pay attention to that. And let me tell you, as crazy as it may seem, I was hospitalized and almost died because I was constipated. And I didn't know I was constipated. And they're saying that a lot of Americans, yes, Americans, we don't know that we're constipated. And it's causing a lot of issues within our stomach area. And they said in the gut, in our gut is where a lot of that disease and sickness comes from. So we need to focus on that because it's really dangerous. It's really dangerous. And since then, I had to change the way I ate. I had to change the way I ate because I wasn't focused on that. So now on top of me being diagnosed with elevated cholesterol, which shook my game up, you know, there was something going on inside my stomach that had signs, but I just kept ignoring it until it got too far. And it was called a fistula. So look that up. I had to get my ass cut, drained, the whole nine. Shit was scary. I lost hella weight. I looked like the Crypt Keeper. I swear to God, they said I was going to die if I did not come into the hospital. I had 104 grade temperature. Hello. And thank God I'm here now to tell you this story, but that shit was not cool. And I'm still slowly suffering from it. I mean, slowly healing from it. It took a couple years for me to get my diet right, to really start healing better. And I cut out almost all meat, dairy, all the stuff that we're eating, drinking more water, exercising, and really just learning how to stretch and drink, you know, water, like I said, and just being in tune on that micro level with myself. So our bodies have trillions and trillions, right, of individual cells that contain our individual genes. They said there are about 200 different types of human cells, and then they're each responsible for elements of our cellular health. So each organ, right? Each organ contains its own different cells. So if our cells are, or if our organs ain't vibrating on the right thing, it's gonna be off. I mean, kind of like your heartbeat. If you have an irregular heartbeat, that's what made me remember this. If your heartbeat is off and it's not beating to the drum it's supposed to beat to, it's a sign. So every single organ in our body beats to its own drum. And you might not think you can hear it, but you can hear it and you can feel it. And you know when something's off. You have to pay attention to that. I remember my girlfriend, when you get older, if you're younger listening to this, if you get older, you might think you're having a heart attack. But I think it's just acid reflux. That's what I think it is. Because my girlfriend, she thought she was having a heart attack. And they said a lot of people do when they start getting older and they can't eat certain foods because their body starts to reject it. Oh my God, it's hilarious. She thought she was dying, but I've been there too. I was like, what the hell is going on? That shit is no joke. I'm telling you. Let me know if you've ever had acid reflux. No, heartburn. If you ever had heartburn, that's what it is, and thought you was dying. So funny, but not funny. Another big thing, calorie restriction. Calorie restriction. They're doing a lot of scientific research on how calorie restriction can help us live longer, can help us maintain a healthier lifestyle. And I started doing calorie restriction about 10 years ago, but I really got serious with it. And that includes portion sizes, right? When you eat, how much you eat, more so than what you eat, even though what you eat is important too. So we'll talk about that too. And so we got to have the proper lifestyle. We have to think right. We have to exercise regularly. We have to control our stress management. And a lot of our egos are stopping us. They're stopping us from living the best life we can live. And we need to understand that the ego is a cause of a lot of the stress in our life because it does things that it thinks it's protecting us, but it just thinks it has to feel a certain way when it really doesn't. And we need to get a control of that. And that's a big part of self-mastery, is doing your ego work. Oh my God. This journey on my self-mastery thing has been so wonderful. It has been a journey that I want to share with you every day. And if you have any questions on how I got to the level I am of freedom through my struggles, you already know I'm open to discuss it. That's all I want to tell you. So we got to maintain this cellular health. And if you have any questions about cellular health, most of you guys listen to me on Apple Podcasts. So go ahead and leave a review and how you like this episode or this segment called Faux Fitness with Lady Yanga at the Hut. You're always welcome to. You're always welcome to the Hut to sit down and discuss real conversations at real time. And thank you for listening.